Welcome to the All Moves Podcast. I am your host, Anthony Manaya, and in this show, we challenge your perspective and take a deep dive into the problems of the mind. Are you ready for more clarity, awareness, and truth? Tune in every Friday as we break down the uncomfortable details most people overlook. This will be your guide, your mirror in which you see yourself. Allow it to inspire you into living a life of passion, love, purpose, and freedom. Jump into the unknown with a fresh mind. Observe and listen carefully. You are one decision away from total transformation. Welcome to the show. What's going on, fam? Welcome to a brand new episode of the All Moves Podcast. As I record this right now, it's December 22nd, 2023, and I'm super, super excited, fam. I'm excited for ending this year strong. Every moment, every day, we're working to making sure that we start the new year with a bang. And this year has been amazing. It's been amazing. It's still going. And if you're listening to this right now, you need to borrow that energy, borrow that momentum. Just don't allow yourself to go into the new year as if you're just, as if it's just another day, right? As if there's nothing going on, as if it's not a big deal. I've learned, fam, that you should make things a big deal. You should make this upcoming year a big deal for yourself, for your family, for where you're going, for your mentality. Don't be so apathetic. Don't be so nonchalant. Don't be so dull about the whole situation. Like, oh, it's just another year. It's just another time. It's just another day. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. It's like, nah, fam, you need a spark in your life. You need some momentum in your life. You need to start talking to yourself differently and getting inspired by all of these things. A lot of you are not in the right place right now, and it's rightfully so because of the decisions you made up to this point. It's all rightfully so because you made these moves based on the level of awareness that you had up to this moment in time, right? You made these moves. You got the results that you deserve. Now it's time to wake up and start making adjustments and start seeing things differently in your life, looking at life from a totally different pair of lens and valuing yourself on a whole nother level, yo. A whole nother level. You're valuing yourself. And that's the energy you need to be moving with. You know, I wanted to talk about being a true professional and just being somebody who values almost everything that you do in your life. I'm talking about every single thing that you do, everything in all areas, you value it and you look to sharpen it up. And these are small little details, fam, that if you start with these small little things and you prioritize these things, it will make a huge difference in the quality of your life. We're talking about caring about your flexibility. We're talking about caring about your posture, caring about how much water you drink, how much sleep you're getting, caring about the food you eat and the clothes you wear, caring about the circles that you are a part of and the conversations that you have, caring about the environment that you live in, caring about whether or not you honor your word. Like, these are things that you should be valuing. These are things that you should be caring about, the smallest and smallest details, because you care about them. Because you know it's all an extension of you. It's all part of you and what you care about, right? I've done so many episodes on psychological priorities. I've done so many episodes on, you know, what you care about is the foundation, right? What you prioritize as a foundation, which then you build entire life on top of those priorities. So many are fogged up. Even listening to this information, there's literally people right now listening but not listening because there's so much conversations happening in their mind. They're not even clear enough to hear the information. There's so much things going on. There's so much feedback. There's so much just a lot of fogginess in the brain. It's cloudy, right? It's unclear. There's a lot of sluggishness. And this mind is not listening. You cannot listen. You're not listening to pay attention. the words are being played in your ear, and you can repeat the line, and you can nod your head and say, man, yeah, that's true. But are you actually prepared to receive the information? Because if you are prepared to receive the information, then right now there is instant action, because you're slowly starting to understand. But if you are committed to your ways, if you're stuck to your ways, then you're not really going to change. If you have these limited beliefs about yourself and you don't look to understand them, then you're not going to make any changes. You're blocking yourself. You're stopping yourself from making uncomfortable decisions, from caring about the details. The way you react to respond to what happens to you, it's almost embarrassing. We need to level you up. You need to get strong, fam. And this is for anyone who's listening. If you're a man, you're a woman, it doesn't matter what you are, who you are. As a human being, you need to get psychologically strong. You need to understand when something happens to you, it happens for you. We got to stop complaining. We got to stop wishing it was easier. We have to start wishing that we were better and start focusing on being better, right? Focusing on developing ourselves. This stuff is fun, man. I don't know why many people don't find it fun. They find it very stressful. They find it very, they just find it very difficult, right? This stuff is fun. It's a game. It's a video game that you must level up at. But this time you're the main character and it's you in real life. This is a movie, fam, and it's your story. It's your story. You're the main character of your movie. You're the main character, fam. This is you. Now, how do you want your story to go? You're in control over that. You can decide. You can make the uncomfortable decisions right now. You can decide where you want to be. The difference is when you prioritize comfort and you start making poor decisions and then you're building the habit of making poor decisions, then, you know, you doubt yourself and you assume that it's not going to go your way. Fam, do you understand that the future is not here yet? I need you to really listen to me. Listen to me, fam. The future is not here yet. It's not here. Tomorrow does not exist. It only exists in your mind. The past is gone. The past no longer exists. The past is in your mind. It's memory, right? It's memory. So you're remembering these things, and then you're accepting them, and you're creating limitations within yourself. And there's some things in the past that, of course, you must learn from. But there's a lot of assumptions, a lot of conclusions, a lot of limitations that you just completely said, okay, this is just it, right? I'm going to accept this. I'm going to put these caps on my mind. And now you're living in the present moment, assuming that every moment of your life is not a different moment. You're assuming that it's just, oh yeah, it's just the same thing, when it's not. Every moment is a different moment for you, which means every moment is a brand new opportunity to create something new. And that's powerful. And that's real. This ain't no airy-fairy type of stuff. This is real. This is me telling you that you can transform. The question is, do you want to? I talk about ending the year strong. I talk about starting the new year with a bang. I talk about solving the problems of the mind. But do you want to? Do you even care about yourself enough? Do you even love yourself enough to even do that? Does that mean anything to you, even as I say it? Does that even hit you in any way? You start to realize real fast when you've done so many things in your life and there's momentum in your life and you know that you know what you need to do, or you know what people need to do to break out of their own limitations. When you provide the solution to people, you hand it to them, you'll be surprised how many people don't actually love themselves. You'd be surprised how many people self-sabotage. How many people's conversation with themselves are so unhealthy that they purposely ruin opportunities. They purposely ruin relationships when it's going so great because they don't feel like they're worthy enough. They don't feel like they deserve it. They don't feel like they're good enough. They don't feel like they feel like they're going to get exposed. They feel like they got lucky. See, and you get to choose. This is what's crazy about the brain and about the mind. You're able to choose who you want to be. Then you deliver on certain results. Then you deliver on who you are, and then the world sees who you are. So then it gets to a point where you don't even have to say much because people already know. And life gets amazing when you are who you think you are. You know what I'm saying? When you are who you think you are, when you know you are this person, you say, yeah, I thought I was like this and I am like this and people see me like this. Yep, everything is aligned. Everything makes sense. But when you're constantly lying to yourself and you're constantly telling yourself things and you don't honor your word, you don't do anything to change your situation, you don't take responsibility, you make excuses, you whine and complain, you wish it was different, you wish other people changed, and then there's you, right? It's like, of course, makes sense. Now what? What do we focus on? Now what? What is life about after that? What do we do moving forward? What do we care about? What, the cheap entertainment? What, we accept low quality relationships because we just want some attention? You're just accepting anybody who would just talk to you. You just accept anybody into your circle. You just accept any type of job because you're not wanting to be valuable. You're not wanting to bring value. You're not wanting to make yourself better. You're not wanting to use the resources that are around you. What is it, fam? You're choosing to be broke because you don't want to do a little bit of extra work. You're choosing to be a little bit overweight because for what? This is all about self-love. You know, you have a lot of people who talk about just want to have fun. And they say having fun is hurting themselves. Having fun is not taking responsibility. Having fun is being lazy for people, right? For me, I had to change what I view as fun. This is powerful. Because what I thought was fun before was actually the mind of a loser. It was the mindset of a loser. It was the mentality of a loser. It was someone who says, I just want to be able to run away from all of my problems and run away from myself. It wasn't until I shift my perspective on what is fun, and I am the creator of that, I decided that, you know what, winning is going to be fun. Understanding and going through the process of something is going to be fun. Commitment is going to be fun. Figuring things out, climbing the mountain and making adjustments is going to be fun. Failing is going to be fun. And notice how I said failing is going to be fun. And earlier I said winning and succeeding is fun because failure is part of the process to success. So all of it's connected, fam. It's all fun. Developing yourself is fun. Learning, becoming more aware, studying is fun. Implementing new information and watching it play out, it's fun. Changing your life, making uncomfortable decisions, gaining the responsibility of others, right? Because you are in position to do so, taking care of your family, all of that's fun, right? What are you going to do? You're in a tough situation right now. You got to make a move. What's going to happen? Oh my gosh, this is fun. Creating this podcast is fun. Ending the year strong is fun. You know, why not? When you start changing that up, when you start changing your idea of what is fun, now you start to live the result of it because you enjoy the process and then you enjoy the end result. You love the process of working out and you may have to find something that you enjoy doing. It may not just be hitting the gym and lifting weights. You may like dancing and you dance multiple times a week for health and many different reasons, right? You may like, you know, fighting and you start, you know, doing boxing, MMA, jiu-jitsu, instead of going to the gym because you think lifting weights is a bit boring. So then you start doing push-ups and you start doing yoga and you start doing swimming. And you start finding other ways to get results, right? And you love it and you enjoy it. Now, that's what's going to create the most results. Now, there are people who say do things you don't love to get to where you got to go. And I understand that. Sometimes you have to do that. And I'm preaching and teaching more of that nowadays. As of before, I would say, you know, there is no discipline when you have passion. And that is 100% correct. But when I start to realize that people are not in the best place and they're refusing to do something they claim they don't want to do to get out of their position, now this is just lack of self-respect. This is you're disrespecting yourself by not taking full advantage of the opportunities that are around you, because we're only using that as a temporary source in order to get out the situation, to help yourself to get out the situation in order for you to make a different move and start moving with a different focus, with a different energy. But some of you are just lazy. And then this is facts. This is most people don't want to hear the truth. They get offended easily, so afraid to take action, procrastinating, waiting, hoping things change. You don't understand my situation, blah, 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 blah. People don't want to hear it. I'm telling you this, fam. You need to move with a different level. You need to move with a different level of expectation, right? I've talked about in the past to not live with expectation, give all of yourself to the process and expect nothing in return. That is someone who's all in and their priorities are in the right place. They're prioritizing the process more than the end result. That means they give all of themselves to the process, and then the end result will be what it's supposed to be, which is the right mentality to have. What I've learned about most people who take that message and say don't live with expectations, they start disrespecting themselves. It's like, wait a minute, there needs to be an expectation for excellence, for greatness, for success, for you being on another level. There needs to be an expectation, a non-negotiable for you, where you say, I show up this way. I expect myself to show up this way every single day, because I don't disrespect myself. I love myself. I'm committed to the process. I'm committed to the journey. I'm committed to me. There's the expectation, right? And then you're leveling up. You're changing what you are willing to accept. That's what I'm talking about, fam. You have to change what you are willing to accept. And when you are all in into the process and your priorities in the process, which means if you are all in on the workout, the end result is going to be amazing. If you're all in on the program, you're all in on the workout, if you're all in on the relationships, if you're all in on the business, if you're all in on your training, if you're all in, the end result is going to be what it's supposed to be. But if you take action one day and you're expecting something in return, you say, oh, I love this thing, and you expect something in return immediately, and this is where the disconnect happens. This is when it's not it. But we're talking about changing what you are willing to accept. And these words are not, I don't get it. I don't really understand. These words, fam, are, it's beyond just words. It's just beyond, it's not just motivation. This is moment-to-moment, life-changing information. Like I said in the last few episodes, I've been talking a lot about legacy and family. I've been talking about clarity, awareness, love, but I've really been talking about legacy, family, and showing up for yourself and showing up for your family and leading the way. And it's like, man, what do we care about if we're not doing this? What are we focused on if we're not doing this? What is consuming us if we're not trying to be the best version of ourselves? Like, okay, let's not use the best version of ourselves. Let's not use that line. Let's use self-respect, because I can easily say self-love 100%, but respecting yourself, right? Caring about you. That is the most important thing. If you don't care about you, then do you even know what caring about someone else means? You should be the healthiest version of you for everyone around you. You should take on the responsibility. This is something that, again, you shouldn't feel bad about. You shouldn't run away from. You shouldn't get discouraged by. You shouldn't just say, why me and why me? Yes, you've messed up. And yes, when you look up, there's a huge mountain you have to climb. You've made a lot of mistakes. You've made a lot of poor decisions. You've made a lot of decisions that you constantly repeat out of comfort, out of doing what you seem like, what seems the most easy, out of doing what's most lazy, out of just being a pure just bum, to be honest. You have to raise the bar within yourself. And you got to take that hard road. Yep, you look up and say, damn, look at this mountain. Can I do it? Do I even want to do it? And I'm challenging you to go after it and make it happen, because you're taking on the path of the most meaningful. The most meaningful path. Those with strong meaning take this path. Those who live with purpose take this path. And I'm challenging you to embrace this path. And I'm constantly reminding every single person who's listening to this show, constantly reminding you that it's so much more. It's so much more than you think. It's bigger than you think. It's bigger than you. It's bigger than you. Listen to this, fam. Listen. I'm challenging you to listen right now. Your mind, if your mind's wandering, bring it back to this moment right now. If your mind is thinking about so many different things at once, bring it back to this moment right now. Do you understand that it can all change for you right now with a small shift in perspective, a change in belief, a change in philosophy, a change in habit, a decision? Do you understand that it can go totally different for you right now? Do you understand what life would look like if you went all in on yourself and you went all in on the resources that you do have? Do you understand what life would look like for you right now? If you made commitments, if you made decisions based on the right commitments, committed to yourself, you committed to becoming a best version of you, you committed to your relationships, you committed to your business, committed to just doing the best you can with the resources that you have. Do you understand where your life would be right now if you did that? If you did that all, if you did that a month ago, 2 months ago, if you was consistent, if you show up every single day, if you show up every single time, do you understand where your life would be at? You always find an excuse. We always find excuses to why we can't make something happen. We always look for reasons. Oh, it's this. And then while this information is being said, while we're having this conversation, your mind is being consumed with so many different things. It's like, why? Why put yourself in that situation? You see what I'm talking about? You see what I'm saying? You see how I'm talking to you and snapping you out of your own trance? Where it's like, damn, how serious and engaged are you? And that's what changes everything. How serious are you when it comes to sitting down and just, let's say if you're reading a book and the way you read that first page can impact you differently the way 100,000 people read the same book and still won't understand the information. But you sat there and you were engaged with the words. You read one page and it just clicked for you because you were so present. You're hungry for the information. You're looking to understand it. while there's so many people who read the same information. You know how many people say, oh, Anthony, I read, do you read these Stoic books? And do you read this book? And I've read this book, and everybody wants to talk about books. But then you look at the quality of their life, and it's like literally the book tells you how to not live this way. We're talking about books, and we're talking about the podcast, and we're talking about the videos we watch online, and the people who we follow, and the people you admire. And then yet, why aren't you living that way? Why aren't you embracing what is being said? Why aren't you engaged with the information? So that's just the difference. See, this one episode can completely change the course of one's life if they wanted to, right? And that's a real thing. There is somebody somewhere listening to this and saying, holy shit, I get it. Boom, let's go. Wow. There's others that just like, yo, yeah, it's great. I can repeat it. I can tell you exactly what you talked about, and I can tell you all these things, but it's not really, damn, to commit to that, bro, to commit to these words, to commit to this life. I don't think people are interested in that because that requires total transformation. And total transformation means a destruction of the known. And the destruction of the known means being in the unknown without understanding what's coming, right? I'm in the unknown. I don't know what's coming. It's called the unknown, right? Like, it's called the unknown. The only thing you have in the unknown is you. The only thing you have in the unknown is your philosophy and how you feel about yourself. And whatever it is you choose to believe in, that's what you have in the unknown. So if you're listening to this right now, and I'm always looking to bring awareness back to you because it is about you, I want you to feel this. I want you to listen to this and feel some type of way about it, whether you get inspired by it or you get discouraged by it. It doesn't really matter. I want you to feel something. I want you to feel something, because whatever it is you feel, there's facts in that. It's feedback. It's telling you something. It's telling you, yo, you need to focus on this. Yo, this is talking to the side of you, that winner side of you, that winning side of you, that person that's inside of you that wants to come out. I'm talking to that person. Not this other side that's just, you know, playing it small and making excuses. I'm talking to the side of you that, you know, there's those moments you're like, let's go. There's those moments where there's fire under your ass and you're like, yes, let's go crush it. Let's go kill it. Let's go make it happen. And this doesn't have to mean, you know, hustle, 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 because people take this message and flip it. Especially those who are victims and those who feel like they're victims and play this loser role, right? I'm talking about, yo, let's go be the best mom I can be. Yo, let's go and be the healthiest version of myself. Yo, let's go and be the best daughter, the best son, the best father, the best at the role that I play. Yo, let's go and care about myself. Yo, let's go, 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 go on loving oneself and those around me. Yo, let's take action on taking care of my family. You see where I'm getting at? You see where I'm getting at? It's like, yo, there's things that you're supposed to be doing that you're not doing. And you're hurting yourself and you're holding yourself back. And there's things that you know within yourself that you should be doing and you're not doing. And for some strange reason, you're still holding yourself back. And this is the only pod that is going to tell you straight. It's going to tell you like it is. It's the only podcast that's going to say, yo, right now, you may not be in a winning situation. You're probably in a losing situation. And if you are, you got to really, really step your game up. And embrace that feeling of, okay, This is the new fun. This is the new fun. I'm no longer going to drink and smoke. I'm no longer going to hang out with loser people. I'm no longer going to hang out with broken mentalities. I'm no longer going to put myself in these environments. I'm no longer going to procrastinate. I'm going to become better. This is the new fun, where you start having fun and in growth and inspiring others through action, because you are showing up for yourself, and in return you turn around and help others because they're just watching your moves. You are inspiring to those around you. You're influencing those around you with power, with positive forward movement. The new fun, fam. Embrace the new fun. Enjoy the process. Smile a lot more. Laugh a lot more during this process. And then watch the results, fam. Embrace the new fun. Congratulations. You made it to the end of the episode. I truly, like, you have no idea how much I appreciate you for reaching this point and you listening to this podcast. There's so many shows out there. There's so many people, you know, who sound like me and talk like me and saying the words and life-changing information, and you're choosing to listen to me. And I truly appreciate that. All I ask in return, fam, because I give my life to this. I gave my life to this show. I gave my life to this episode. All I'm asking, fam, if you found it valuable, is to leave a review on the show. If you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're able to leave a review, leave a review. It helps with the growth of the pod, and it helps with the new people who are listening in for the very first time. So if you can, right now, this moment, before you, you know, start your day, or go to sleep, or before you do whatever it is you're doing next, please leave a review on the show. I truly appreciate it, fam. Till next time.